Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, beloved God. Thank you for joining us today. And we want to get right into the message. You know, because of the uproar, well, you know about the uproar that's in the United States right now because of the president of the United States. A lot of people are discouraged. A lot of people have no idea what's going on. They have no idea what's happening. But I want you to understand that God has everything under control. We've had presidents in the past. We have had elections in the past. But this one seemed to be different. A lot of chaos. A lot of uproar. I'm talking about a lot of killings. I'm talking about people have been attacked. Their property have been destroyed. And it all happened because of an election. Now, there's something strange about that because there's so many, we have seen so many elections. This is the first one we ever seen like this. So how did this get so much out of control? And why? When you look at it from a spiritual standpoint, this is warfare. This is warfare. Because people who is not even the president is being attacked by people because they voted for him or because of their race and all this. And so we want to pray, because I'm telling you, this is, you know, I understand what's going on, but I want to encourage you and to let you know God has this. You don't have to fret yourself because of what's going on, because God has this. You know, you're not alone. You're not alone. God has this. God placed this man in the place that he is. When you read in the scriptures, you'll find out that, you know, God, he does what he wants to do. If you read in the scriptures about Pharaoh, how he treated Israel, God used him for that purpose. Nebuchadnezzar, God used him for the purpose. You have to read the book. There's nothing that is happening that God is just not allowed. That's not allowed. There's nothing that's happening now that God has not allowed. Now, he has a reason for him doing this, because the Bible says his ways are past finding out. So there's a purpose. And you know, another thing, God is not going to go against, you know, people's wills. But he'll put things in place. And understand, Satan does not run this world. Now, Satan runs certain pieces, but he don't run this world. God is still in control. So I don't want you to be really fearful because of a man being in office, being the president of the United States. Because we've had presidents that was really, they said things just like the outgoing president, President Obama. He made a lot of promises. He said, number one, he was a Christian. Okay. Number two, he said he believed in a union, a marriage or a union between a man and a woman. Said he changed his mind. He said that he was, you know, this Affordable Care Act. He said that, well, you know, you can keep your same doctor. That changed. See, what I'm saying, beloved, is that God put people in place either for judgment on America, not the destroy America, because America is not going to be destroyed by any means. Understand that. Scriptures even prove that. Because God brought forth America. And I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. The thing is, God is doing what he wants to do. Now, in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, and this is why we're doing this. He said, and I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for king, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Now, when it comes to Christians, born-again believers, the true ones, you don't have to fret. You don't have to get into fights and arguments and stuff about what's happened in the providence, because you should understand that God has placed this person there. In the book of Daniel, it says this. In the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verses 20 through 22, Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of our God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changed the times, the seasons. He removed kings, which is presidents, and he set up kings. He give wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. See, so the Lord knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing. See, God sets up things. Evil sets up the devil. You know, Satan got all kinds of tricks that we can't see. And sometimes God's not even going to reveal them to us. But what happens, he put things in motion to show us things. This new president, which is a non-politician, has come in. And it was prophesied by a word of knowledge that he was going to come in and he was going to win this election by landslide. And said he was going to keep his word, said the word is his bond, and he's going to do what he said he was going to do. I've been keeping the tab on this guy. And I'm seeing that he's getting right to business. I'm talking about he's going to work. And the reason he can do that is because he's not bought by anybody. So let's see what happens. And I would say to those who are, you know, against him, you're going to learn to like him because God placed him there. Because God is trying to restore America or put America in a place higher than what it used to be. I know they're saying that he's going to make it great again. But no, he's going to make it better. And it's going to be for all people, all races, creeds, and colors. That's him. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that we worship. The enemy don't like what's going on. And that's what I see in the world. He's getting people up in a frenzy. Because there's uncertainty, and they don't understand what's happening. But the believer should know what's going on. See, because if we're just Christians, born again believers, our hope should not be in presidents. Our hope should be in the Lord. I want to read something in the book of Daniel, also the 4th chapter, verse 32. This is when Nebuchadnezzar thought that he was it. And God allowed him to be, gave him the mind of a beast to go out and live fields for 7 years. So this is what I want to read something. And it's, and they shall drive thee from men. This is Daniel talking to Nebuchadnezzar. And thy dwelling, or your dwelling, shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make you to eat grass as oxen, and 7 times, which means 7 years, shall pass over you until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and give it to whomsoever he will. See, God is in control. God hasn't lost control of this. He's in control. And Christians, born-again believers, should know this. And that's what we're going to be praying about. But you that don't know, I want to read something to you in the book of Daniel also about a matter. And how America came to be. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to read it to you. Now, understanding when I talk about the beast, it means a nation. So what I want you to do is look it up. Google it. Of what nation that this animal represents, and you'll see what I'm talking about. In the book of Daniel, the chapter 7, verse 4, we're going to be praying in a few minutes, but I want you to see this. And it says, let me start at verse 4 verse 1 and go to verse 4. Is it in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. Satan said, I saw my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens stove upon the great sea, and four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse or different from another. The first, and this is the one I want to talk about. The first were like a lion and had eagle's wings. And I beheld till the wings of the earth was plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as of a man, and a man's heart was given into it. Now, I want to give you the interpretation of that dream. First of all, you see a lion. Remember, I told you a few minutes ago, a lion represents a nation. I want you to go in and Google it and find out. I'm going to tell you who it represents, but I want you to find out to make sure that I'm telling you the truth. I want you to find out and do a search. Find out what this animal, what nation this animal represents. Now, this animal represents Great Britain. Do your searching. Now, also, it says he had eagle wings. Now, I know right off the bat, some eagle wings represents a nation. And I know you know that's America. So that means that America came out of Great Britain. Now, you know, you that know history, you know what I'm talking about. But then it goes on to say, but I beheld till the wings were plucked. In other words, the wings were separated from the lion. That means that America separated itself from Great Britain and became, as we know today, the United States of America. Then it goes on to say, and it was lifted up from the earth and may stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. You know, in the olden days, we used to talk about this guy all the time. He has a man's heart. The eagle wings were made to stand upon his feet, and a man's heart was given to it. Do you know who that man is? That man is called Uncle Sam. United States, U.S., Uncle Sam. Remember those signs you used to hang up and say, Uncle Sam, won't you? In the military. Uncle Sam, won't you? So Uncle Sam is a man, and we're given the heart of a man. Now, also, I want to move on. I want you to do your research. Because if you're listening to this, well, you can pause it and do your research. But I also want you to see something else. That before President Obama went out of office, he kind of like kicked our alliance, one of the countries that we are in alliance with, in the teeth, or tried to veto them, or wouldn't veto them. In other words, wouldn't vote for them to continue to build the settlements in the area. You that know history or been listening, you know, I'm talking about Israel. United States and Israel are a nation that will not be divided. They are always going to stay in alliance with one another because that's the way God made us. Do you know that in the Arab world, Israel is called Little Satan and America is called Big Satan? And then also, did you know that in the book of Revelation, the first chapter, it talks about a woman? And then right here, it talks about a man. Israel is the woman, and America is the man. It's like a union between a man and a woman. They can't be separated. God has allowed us to come together. Because every born-again believer should know that, hey, Israel is your birthplace, your spiritual birthplace. Because that's where your Lord was born. And God has allowed us to be in alliance with Israel. And Satan is trying to stop that alliance, but it would not be stopped. It's going to continue. The new president has come in and he said, look, we're going to get this thing back together. We're going to work this out. We're going to get this thing back together like it should be. God is trying to work some things out. And he has got this together. He wants it. And that's just the way it's going to be. What I want to do is to pray in a few moments. Something has got my attention here. Somebody is in my yard, and I guess they're lost. But anyway, we're going to get back to this and talk about this because I want you to understand that God has everything under control. I just finished talking to you for a few moments about Israel. Now, I want to go to a passage of Scripture. In the book of Revelation, it's 12th chapter. I want to show you who's going to be with Israel through the end time. And as I said a few minutes ago, President Trump is trying to get this alliance, keep this alliance. God has put this man in place. God has put this man in place. And you that are listening to the broadcast, listen, go on YouTube, and I want you to do a search on a guy by the name of Mark Taylor. Mark Taylor. And he will tell you about the dream that he had in 2011 about Trump becoming president. And when you read it, I mean, when you look at it and see it, you'll see the things that are going on right now that he said. Let's go in the book of Revelation 12, chapter, verse 14. Now, I want you to look at verse 1 first. He said, and there appeared, now this is Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. Now, what I want you to see, though, I want you to see that Israel, this is Israel, she's characterized as a woman. We see that Uncle Sam is a man, a male. But these two countries are in alliance with one another until the east. In verse 14, he said, and the woman will give the two wings of an eagle, a great eagle, that she may fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and time and half a time from the face of the serpent. Through the great tribulation, America is going to protect Israel. I'm going to stay in alliance with Israel because that's our God-given destiny. We can't be separated. Anybody who comes in and try to separate it is going to lose. Now, God is showing us something about presidents who are trying to, you know, to get us out of relationship or out of an alliance with Israel, and they're trying to get Israel to stop building their settlements and all that. God is using that because he's trying to show us some things. See, God's word is true. And he's just trying to show us some things. And I wanted you to see this because there's so much that is going on. People are hurt. They are afraid. And it's not but devils. It's not but unclean spirits that put these people in this frenzy or, you know, get these people upset with the way that they are going. I guarantee you, they don't even understand why they're like that. Then those who are trying to pay them to protest and do all this other crazy stuff, hey, it's all planned too. God got it all worked out. And it's going to come out. It's going to come out. Matter of fact, it's already come out. But he said, when you look at Mark Taylor's prophecy, or word of knowledge, you're going to see that what he said is happening today. Right on time. So go to YouTube and look up Mark Taylor and look at what he says about the presidency when he had a dream in 2011. Let's pray. Because I want to pray for America. I want to pray for our president. Because that is what God has called us to do, whether you agree or disagree. And it said this man is going to be a man of his word. His word is going to be his God. Look at the promise, the word of knowledge about what he said. God has put us in a good place. Only the way it's going to be bad for some is because they're not in that place. But we don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. Because God has everything under control. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Yahshua the Messiah, the great I am, you know what's going on. You knew what was going to happen. I pray, Father, that you open up the eyes of those who are in a frenzy, those who are deluded, those who don't know what's going on, and they're threatened. I pray, God, that you bring them relief. I pray, God, that you bring them to a place of stability, being settled, rooted, and grounded in the truth, to know that you are the one who sets up kingdoms. You're the one who brings down kings. You're the one. Because you are the Most High. You are the great I am. You set people in place. And when you're finished with them, whatever purpose they serve, then you put somebody else in your place. But you have made America, it have been tried and tested. It's still being tried and tested. The enemy knows that he cannot destroy us outside his walls, so he has tried to destroy us within these walls. There's a lot of things that have gone on that we have no idea that is going on. And there's yet more that's going to be revealed. You right now are revealing the hearts of the people. You are revealing those who have been hiding in the dark, in the corners, trying to cast their spells, trying to bring this great country down. But your hands are upon it. Our brother, our sister Israel, she's going through a turmoil. But you told us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You told Abraham that if anybody cursed her, you were going to curse them. But you have put us in a great place. A good place to support her. And I'm thankful. I'm really thankful to be in so much is going on. But you're still in control. You're still doing what you want to do. Can't nobody stop you. Because you are who you say you are, you're doing what you say you're going to do. But you're revealing so much to us concerning these issues, concerning these times. And you're thankful. Those who actions are wrong, they're going to be revealed. They are going to be revealed. Those who are trying to destroy us from within, they're going to be revealed. And the people are going to see a lot of things that they had no idea was going on. The people they thought that was for them were using them and was against them. Achieved. He's going to reveal your word. We thank you. We praise you for everything that you do. Bless the president. Give him strength to keep on doing what he's doing, because what he's doing is according to your will, whether we agree or whether we disagree. You told us to pray for our kings, our presidents, those that are in authority. You told us to pray, and we're doing that. And I pray that those who are distressed, those who are depressed, those who are down and out, Lord God, would get that release and get that relief to know that God is God. And besides him, there is no one else. Well, beloved God, it's time to go, but I want you to be blessed of God. And have a great time. Enjoy yourself in Christ. I'll talk to you next time. God bless.